I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 27. The Blue Max Racing, 1983 Pontiac Le Mans of Tim Richmond, number 27, Old Milwaukee Beer sponsorship.
It's fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Looks like a car, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, tonight's episode, we'll discuss NASCAR in Chi-Town. Not the same results as last year.
Close.
Yeah, but a deserving driver won.
Yes.
F1? Britannia? IndyCar? Mid-Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Hybrid era?
Yes.
With push to pass? You have both, you know.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's just the addition of hybrid.
I know.
That's all.
But extra horsepower.
Yeah.
Like that. We had some EMS action at Imola.
Oh, I didn't know that was going on.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Damn it. That would have been good to watch.
And we have some news and notes.
Plenty of news and notes.
Plenty of news and notes. Mm-hmm. Some NASCAR driver drops. Pity. Some NASCAR driver ads for a few races.
Yeah. That's the extent that,
you know about it?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
We also have a IndyCar driver update for upcoming race in Milwaukee.
Mm, so, yes.
Return of one of our favorites.
No.
Iowa. Doubleheader. So.
Mm-hmm.
Nate will be excited about that one.
Yes.
Is that this weekend, Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. It fills the gap from F1
mm-hmm.
in the triple header.
Yeah. Yeah. Go from a triple header to a true double header.
At the end of the... Anyways. Oh, yeah, I'll just ask the question. Oh, no. I don't want to wreck the discussion point. Never mind.
Okay.
We'll come back to it. All right. NASCAR in Chicago. SVG won on Saturday.
Yes.
Xfinity race.
Yes.
Kyle Larson got a hoot following him, mm-hmm. getting passed by him. Said he learned a lot.
The positives.
The best moment was when SVG passed Larson. As he passed him, he gave him the thumbs up. And Larson thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Larson's the only one I would think that cool. Everyone else would get all mad about it.
I know.
Anyways, we'll talk about that. Somebody got mad about something after the race and almost caused a serious problem and got away with a monetary penalty, but... Mm. I'm not so sure that I think that should have been a little harsh given the situation that the driver's side net was down. So that could have led to something.
Well,
just the way that driver rolls, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the Grant Park 165 once again interrupted by rain. So that was cool. Got to have rain tires.
Yeah.
You know? Windshield wipers, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to Alex Bowman.
Yeah.
Wins, gets locked in. He had no win before, so that's good. Tyler Reddick with another fine finish on the road course. Mm-hmm. I think he was in the top three. Oh, no, last year he was running well, and then he shoved it off down one of the escape roads, unfortunately.
Right.
That was too bad because he was going to have a good fight with SVG.
Mm-hmm.
SVG, on the other hand, was first car out thanks to Chase Briscoe for plowing into him from behind. Good move, Chase, demonstrating your driving skills. I think at some point payback may be coming.
I'll just say it. They look like a bunch of amateurs out there.
Except for one or two guys.
Yes. I mean, is it expected of putting oval discipline guys on road courses, yeah.
Or street courses? Sure.
Doesn't matter. You're making them turn right and doing not what they normally do. I think my only questionable remark of what I'm going to say is, should the dirt guys be okay in this scenario? Because it's changing grip every lap.
Well, Reddick's a dirt guy.
Yeah.
He's a former dirt guy.
But was there any guys that were having issues that are more known for dirt?
Larson didn't have a good race. I don't even know where he finished. Hold on. Scrolling through. You know, somebody who should have finished better, and I'm not joking, is Austin Cindric. It's kind of disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Larson went out. Larson was second guy out. And then the Dinger was third. That's disappointing. However.
That's right. I do remember Larson's.
Yep. However. Ty Gibbs finished third. However, in fourth place, and he won a stage, Joey Hunt.
Yes. That was very good.
Yep. Followed by former IMSA competitor, Michael McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
Finished fifth. Stenhouse was sixth. Gillen, seventh. Byron, eighth. Kyle Busch, ninth. And young Ryan Blaney was 10th. Wow. Whit Hamlin fan. Oh, wow. Denny had a bad day. And Bad Brad with another solid 18th place finish. Good job, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God you locked in. Other than that, that's all I really got to say on it. Lost interest after SVG went out.
Yeah. I mean, I tuned in late to the race, and I think he was already out by that point. So yeah, I didn't want to watch anymore for that. But then, I also apparently they could have got the race in earlier if they want to try to beat the rain. There's controversy around that.
It's just, here we go again.
Sure.
Inability, especially in a street circuit, you want to get the race in, so who really cares? Just bump it all back up and let's TV.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's talk about after the race on the cool down lap. Darrell Wallace took exception to Alex Bowman. They've also had a few pleasantries elsewhere during their tenure in NASCAR. Mm-hmm. And Darrell decided to basically fence him. Good move. Unfortunately,
after the start finish
line. After the start finish line on the cooldown lap.
After he won.
After Bowman won. He walled him. And, you know how the winner takes his hand out the window, like everyone does? And Darrell just doesn't even think about it. So, like, if he walled him enough and his head went through and hit the post, good move. So, Darrell got a $50,000 fine. I think it should have been more, but once again, anyways, well, moving on.
At least they gave him some fine.
He got something. Yeah. Should have been points, but whatever. Anyways, next up, this exciting race. Pocono, the highpoint.com, whatever they are.
400.
Not 500, 400.
400.
Yeah. So that's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I will tune in next Monday for the half-hour recap of that snooze fest.
I'll tune in for the five-minute recap.
And how much
I'll
you want to bet on a rain delay on that? It's mid-July in the Poconos.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. That race may run into Monday. So. Oh, all right. You know
what? It is Wednesday. Let's check the forecast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be sunny on Sunday.
All right.
But it could be... No. I mean, there might be rain early morning Saturday, but might not stop anything. So, yeah.
Is this before the race or after the race?
I think it's before.
Are we during the race still?
No. That's all over.
Oh, okay. All right.
There wasn't too much.
Okay. All right, so that's NASCAR. We'll skip the standings this week. I'm too heartbroken over SVG not getting the double. All right. Because would he have qualified? No, he still wouldn't qualify because he's not a full-time competitor.
No.
Anyways, all right, let's move on to F1. Oh, all Britain, all British final. Not for amateurs. Quote a great movie. Held at the historic Silverstone Circuit. We had George grabbing pole, Lewis second. Was Lando third in qualifying?
Qualifying?
Yeah, I think he was.
Where is it? Sure, let's roll with that.
Yeah, so, and then we had Max fourth. So, anyways.
Yes. Russell, Hamilton, Norris,
yep.
Verstappen, Piastri, Hulkenberg.
Yep. And first three rows. At one point, it was 1-2-3 Britannia.
In the race.
And then 1-2-3-4. Well, it wasn't really 1-2-3-4 Britannia cars. It was 1-2 Germany cars with British drivers,
yes,
at a British-based team. Yeah. Followed by two McLarens with a Brit and an Aussie driving. Yeah. Then the Dutchman fifth,
mm-hmm,
in a British car.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Sponsored by, they're owned by an Austrian company.
Right.
Makes sense. But it's all British, so.
Everything's British.
Yep. George jumped to the lead and then was subsequently passed by Gettini Lewis.
Yes.
Sir Lewis.
As the rain came down.
As the rain fell.
And they were still on dries, but not wet enough to go
to slicks. Not wet.
Or, I'm sorry, to go to wets.
The Red Bull did not respond well.
So Max had went off in qualifying, got damaged, lost a bunch of aero from that. Question was how much would be regained in the race? Saw that they replaced the floor, but I don't know that entails, really. But excuses aside, they didn't have the pace.
Yep.
So
Lando quickly grabbed the pace.
As the rain fell,
yep. Marched through the field up to first.
Yep.
And then Oscar followed suit.
Yes.
Pit stops ensued.
Mm-hmm.
George retired the car. George retired.
Hold on.
I was doing my best, Toto.
Pit stops come out. Verstappen pits first.
Oh, okay.
Smart move by Red Bull.
Yeah.
On the right time.
Yeah.
And then a lap later, Lando, Lewis and George all pit, and McLaren screws Piastri.
Mercedes, did they double stack? They
double stacked. Yep. So George was
okay.
Was
it makes sense with the rain. You're not gonna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
regardless, the time lost in the pit is less than one.
One lap went by.
Yeah.
And they were already on Piastri's.
Yeah.
Rear end.
So McLaren
threw away Piastri at that point.
So what you're saying is they played favorites with the Brit.
Either that or they don't have the confidence to double stack.
Gotcha. All right.
So,
Then
rain came out. Max got closer.
Yep.
Because of the pit cycle. So he got brought back into the game. Yep. So plus one to Red Bull for the strategy. Yep. Number of laps go by. George, now you can do your thing.
George, retire the car. Yep. We have a problem.
So he retires from the race.
Did he get out and cry?
No, they wheeled him into the garage.
And then he got out and cried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
At that point, it was what?
We were all on inters at that point.
Who's our leader?
And the leader was Lando and then Lewis and Max.
Okay.
And then in fourth, being promoted to fourth now, was Carlos.
Sainz.
Yes. And then Piastri fell back into fifth after getting got promoted up to fifth after, because he got screwed from the first set of pit stops. Track starts to dry out, and right when George went out was when Verstappen started to
find some pace.
Up until this point, I mean, Max did a good job, jumped ahead of Lando at the start.
Was this a function of, as the race went on, the cars got lighter, possibly, and that changed the dynamics of his car?
I have no idea, because as the rain started to fall, the Red Bull definitely went backwards. But
yeah,
even at the start of the race, when he was ahead of Lando, he wasn't catching the Mercedes. Right. The Mercedes were pretty much clear at that point.
Yep.
And then, so making the right call at the right time for the first pit stop was great on them. Brought him back into it, and then didn't really go anywhere from that point. But then the second half of the inners, that's where the Red Bull started to claw back some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, Max, Lewis, and Piastri all made the right call of when to get back onto the dries. Gotcha. And Lando and Carlos went one more lap, which ultimately screwed them. At least screwed Lando. Because after that pit stop, that's where Lewis went ahead of Lando. Max was still in third at that point, but with 12 laps to go, 13 laps to go, Lewis and Lando were on the soft tires, and Max was on the hards. Now, the McLaren strategists looking like Ferrari strategists, this is their moment, because they tell Lando that he has a set of mediums ready to go, and Lando and the team opt to go on the softs, which ultimately screw them, because Max, with the Red Bull on hards, was definitely the fastest car towards the end, although Lewis did a great job of maintaining the life of the soft tires until the end, and it really was only until like the last lap and a half where he really started to drop some pace. Mercedes and Lewis timed that really well.
Yep.
Of how to make that tire last long, and Lewis did a great job there. So props to Mercedes and Lewis on a great race there. Did an excellent job. Props to Red Bull for being on the back foot and making the right calls at the right times the entire race. Definitely did not have the car this weekend. And McLaren, again, just came up short like they have been. So I think this is part of the growing pains of trying to become a winning team again. So I think with how good of a car they have, I don't see a reason why they won't figure it out. But then again, there was times where we saw Ferrari with the fastest car and they still couldn't figure it out. Okay. So who knows? Mm-hmm. And also, this was the halfway point in the season. And like we've seen with trends of this, there's also been periods of dominance in the second half of the season, because some cars just fire on
the Red Bull.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, congrats to Lewis. Get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there, Lewis. All right. Let's kind of just take a quick peek. Oh, did we screw something? Sorry. Might have screwed something up here. Bear with me 1 second. Ugh. Damn it. Yeah, we did screw something up. Hold on. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second.
Oh, and I should mention that, yes, Leclerc had a bad race, but I think it was a point of they pit him too early to go into wets, and then at that point he was basically just the guinea pig for Carlos. And same thing with Perez. I mean, although Perez really screwed himself in qualifying, so again, a guinea pig for Verstappen to get tire data at that point. I think Mercedes was really the only team to not split the cars.
Yep.
For tire
purposes.
Tire purposes, and actually have two guys that could be up there genuinely between pace. But everyone else somewhat suffered from the second driver had ultimately fell into that sacrifice position. So.
All right, so with that, let's highlight the Hulk with a sixth-place finish.
Yes.
Sargeant missed out one spot, finishing behind Yuki in 11th, so mm-hmm. he Could have had a point.
Yep, not bad there.
Albon got a point or two, and then for finishing ninth.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And also double points by Aston Martin.
Yes. All right. In our driver situation from last week, pick 'em. How did we do?
Awful.
Terrible.
Well, right. Not really. You picked second and third correct with Max and Lando. Excellent. Carlos was, you had winning. That did not happen.
I did have Carlos winning.
I guess, oh no, Nate. So you got two right. Nate got 1.5. You got Max in second correct, but he had Norris winning and he finished in third. So half a point there. I get half a point for Norris winning, which is he was on the podium, and then I also had Verstappen in third, but he was on the podium as well. So I got two of the podium guys right, but not in the correct order.
All right, so Max now at 255, Lando at 178, Charles at 150. Now we have a battle between Charles and Carlos, 4 point separation,
which, if you add in the points from Behrman,
oh yeah, it would have flipped. That
car,
yeah,
is ahead of Leclerc.
Leclerc. All right, well done Ferrari on your driver picks for next year. Nothing against Lewis there. Just saying, it's not Lewis.
Yeah.
Oscar sitting in fifth, about 22 behind the Ferrari boys. Somehow, Checo is sixth, but 7 ahead of Russell. And 8 ahead of Lewis.
Yeah. Ooh,
Lewis fighting back on Georgie Porgy. Like it. Then we have 9th, Fred. And then 10th, his teammate, Lance. Mm-hmm. The Hulk up to 11th. Not bad.
Not bad. I mean, if anything, Haas is... It'll be interesting to see who Haas puts alongside Behrman, which we'll get to.
I don't want it to be who they think it is. I know,
I don't either.
Moving along here. RB, let's see. Red Bull, 71 ahead of Ferrari. Well, of that, most of it's Max.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't from, yeah, anyways. McLaren, 7 behind Ferrari now, closing the gap. Mercedes,
slow start to the season. We'll see how the second half goes.
81.
Yeah, it's gonna take some time.
Aston Martin, not even close in fifth. RB is 31. Haas 27. So there's a dogfight there between Haas and RB for sixth place in the points.
Yep.
Then we have Alpine, Williams, and then Sauber. All right.
The other thing too.
Yeah.
Sargeant is not dead last in the points anymore.
Oh, because of his finishes.
Yeah. Or this 11th place finish now.
Yeah.
So he is now officially ahead of Valtteri Bottas.
Let me go back to that.
So.
Let me take a look at that. You are correct.
And the other funny bit about the standings is Behrman is still ahead of a quarter of the grid.
He's ahead of K-Mag, Albon, S. Ocon, and then the 3-0.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we off to? We are off to Hungary.
Yes.
This used to be the break in the season.
Yep.
Hungary, but it's not because we're going to go to Belgium.
Yep.
Then we have the break.
Yes.
And then we return to the Netherlands. So that should be entertaining.
Yeah. I don't know if Spa was definitely a great track to come back to, but I don't know if Zandvoort is the track to come back to either.
Well, we'll see. Anyways. All right. That's
personal preference.
So we are off a week, and then we're back to back.
Yep.
And then we're off
for 3 weeks
for the break. All right. Don't work on the cars. No one show up at the factory. All right. IndyCar, Mid-Ohio. Hybrid era.
Yes, first race.
On the new, the repaved Mid-Ohio Sports Car Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Circuit, just so you know. Don't get mad at me, people.
The Mid-Ohio?
Yes. Ugh. Yes, it's the Mid-Ohio. Well, it's like the Ohio State.
That's
everything in Ohio is the. Or the. Anyways, the Honda Indy 200. Pillow took pole. Overall, race, fantastic. I thought the hybrids, you know, no issues. No one caught fire. Except for Dixon.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's bound to. However, you can use push-to-pass with the hybrid.
The only thing that's changed is the hybrid unit is now in the car.
But it's cool. It's another graphic up there, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
So, good.
Well, and, well, you got to be careful because now there's flashing lights on the screen all the time.
I know. It's cool. Anyways, I like it. It was good. I thought Hinchcliffe did a great job of explaining it throughout the race.
Yep.
So I thought he did well. I think it's tough for Kevin Lee and Townsend Bell because Hinch had been working on this for a while in terms of, you know, so he was more up to speed on it. I think as the racing goes on this season, it will be. I expect Diffie just to be, you know, hybrid what? Anyways, this weekend, since this is his last IndyCar call.
Before.
Goes to NASCAR and the Olympics.
Oh, so this is it.
This is it. And he won't be back. He's not going to Fox.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Anyways. All right. Let's, you know, we had, overall, great race up front. Back and forth. Strategy came into play.
Class of the field.
Yep. Two drivers put on a show.
Yeah.
Well deserved. I honestly was happy for Pato, given all the crap that's going on at McLaren.
Yeah.
So good for him. I don't expect it to continue, unfortunately. Not on his end. I figured this team is going to screw something up more anyways. And he does well at Iowa. Well, I'm expecting Newgarden, though.
Most of the season is...
I have a surprise pick for Iowa, too.
Most of the season is ovals remaining. Yeah. So I would expect the battle to be between Pato and Penske.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that's going to... Well... Two guys coming through the field right now. Dixon and Power do well in ovals.
Okay.
Yep. So, fair point. They're there. Pillow hasn't won an oval, so don't know what's going to happen there. Okay?
Nope.
Newgarden is the king of Iowa, so assuming the car runs well there. Yeah. However, in the hybrid test that was conducted over 2 days at Iowa, Colton Herta was the fastest car. So just to put that out there.
Yeah.
Plus, Colton's decent on the ovals, so
could
happen. Rossi, don't know, but we'll get to that in a second. Other than that, the only they keep talking Malukas. I just think from a points paying position, Malukas is in a good spot to help the team. I don't expect him to, unless he does well at Gateway. But anyways,
yeah.
All right. But, I mean, it was back and forth between Pillow and Award all day. And it came down to strategy. Simple as that. And there was a couple mistakes in the pits on both parties. The worst mistakes were on the Pillow side.
No cautions. No. But Pato did a great job to claw back the pace from the first end on the primaries between the two of them.
So, and both cars were opposite on, like, Pato was good on the red, sucked on the black. Pillow was good in the black, sucked on the red. So that was good. So made for a great race. You know, had that gone maybe a couple more laps, don't know if Award would have won.
Well, given no traffic in front of him at the end there,
I'm not 100% he would have won.
It would have been a good, good interesting battle because it's a nice flowing circuit to have that.
Third place went to Scotty Mack. Colton fourth, continuing his season of redemption. Marcus Ericsson was fifth. Rossi sixth, ahead of Lundgaard. Poetic justice there for Alex. Nothing against Lundgaard, but poetic justice. Kirkwood was eighth. Rasmussen ninth. And Rich Hemingway's favorite driver, Santino Ferrucci, with another top 10 finish. I'll have to get Rich on to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Will Power.
Well, he can't right now.
He's in Portugal.
Yeah.
Will Power, 11th. Malukas, 12th. And congrats to Toby Sowery with an impressive 13th place finish. Could be back in a ride later this season. Stingray Rob. I'm sorry. Felix, then Lindquist, then Rob. Armstrong, Graham. And the rest of the field. Newgarden had a bad day. Dixon had a bad day. That's all I can say. All right, let's take a look at the standings.
Just another quick mention. From 21 cars on the lead lap, and, well, I mean, Simpson was right on the tail end of the lap. So if we go up a couple, I mean, what, 22? 18, 19 guys within a minute.
Yep.
And that, like, the from fifth down was covered by 30 seconds.
Yeah. All right.
Very close.
From a point standpoint right now, Pillow, 329. He's 48 points ahead of Power. And 70 points ahead of Pato. Dixon is fourth. 258. 9 points ahead of Colton. Followed by Kyle Kirkwood, Rossi, McLaughlin, Rosenquist, and then Newgarden. So, here we go.
Here we go.
So we'll see what happens as we go to Iowa.
Yeah. I mean, and the season's going to get...
This is make or break time for Pillow. He's got to... He's got to minimize damage or hang with the big boys here. Yeah. That's what he's going to do.
I mean, it's...
Now, this is an interesting setup this week. It's the Twin Hy-Vee 250s. Yep. One on Saturday, one on Sunday. The one on Saturday is 8 o'clock at night.
Yep.
It doesn't give you much time if you have a problem.
No. Nope. Don't screw up Saturday.
Yeah. So that should be interesting.
I mean, this portion of the season, it was Mid-Ohio Sunday, Iowa 1 on Saturday, Iowa 2 on Sunday, and then the next week is
Toronto.
So, and then...
Then they have a break for the Olympics. No joke. That break in the schedule between July 21st and August 17th is due to the Olympics.
Okay. All right. So then they round out the schedule.
Yep.
With three ovals.
No.
In four races.
Three ovals and four races. The exception being the road course at Portland, which I expect Pillow probably win at.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. There's Portland as well.
So.
So
two races where Pillow needs to... I mean, at least come away with wins to minimize any potential damage on the road courses, Toronto and Portland.
Yeah, which...
Could happen.
Yeah.
If he has strong showings here at Iowa in both races, that bodes well. Because the remaining oval tracks are similar in length.
Yeah.
So, and Milwaukee...
Milwaukee and Gateway.
Yeah, Milwaukee is a flat oval.
Yeah.
So, Gateway's a little bank, but not much.
Yeah, more so one and two,
right,
rather than three and four. But
then Nashville, you know, it's similar to Iowa.
That could be a real toss up depending on how the championship comes down to the end of that race.
So, that looks like it's gonna be fun in IndyCar.
Yep.
All right, we got some IndyCar news. Cat Legg will be returning to Dale Coyne Racing this weekend, and she will be in the car for both races at Iowa. So, congrats to Kat. Boo to McLaren, who announced after our show last week that Christian Lundgaard will be taking over for Alexander Rossi.
Oh, was it after?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we caught this one.
No, I don't think we did. So, boo McLaren.
Okay.
Did we? Anyways, it doesn't matter. It gives me a chance to boo him again. I can't stand Zach Brown.
Well, yeah, we did talk about all
this. We did? All right. Anyways, double boos.
I did listen to Hinch and Rossi's podcast.
Yeah.
And because that dropped the day after. Well, same day. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Anyways. It sounds like Rossi has something lined up.
But the reason he's leaving is McLaren wouldn't pay him.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely seemed earlier than he would have liked to go.
And the other thing that's going on there, Arrow, their sponsor, is not back next year.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be the telltale sign with this team and what they have going forward. Because Siegel's in the seat. Yeah, he drives for Zach and United Autosports. Mm-hmm. And he had a great outing. He's in the seat because he's got money. Lundgaard, I think there's some money behind him. I'm not 100% certain. Mm-hmm. Pato's a paid driver.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned. So Zach's going to have to use his marketing skills to come up with a sponsor for that team. With cash, not business to business like he does. He loves that business to business stuff. But you need cash in IndyCar. I hate to say it. All right. That's all I have on the IndyCar news front. Toby Sowery might be back for the coin. Could be either at Toronto or I think what's going to happen, I think it's going to be Cat for the ovals and Sowery for the two road courses, which gives them a good shot. So oh, yeah. I think that could happen.
Oh, totally fine.
Yep. Anyways, let's talk 4 hours of Imola and the European Le Mans system. Series.
Yep.
Apparently, Siri wanted to talk to me.
All right.
Okay.
Anyways, EMS.
EMS.
4. So 4 hours.
4 hours.
Okay. And yeah. Just a single.
No, LMP2.
No. But a single race, not a doubleheader.
No, single race.
Okay.
Single race, and AO by TF. So this is Louis Delatraz, Robert Kubica finished first via a penalty to Panis Racing. Jeez. So, well, they won.
Yeah.
Bigger news in the GTD front. Is it GTD in the series?
No.
It's GTE still. It's GT3.
GT3. And they still have LMP3, I think.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Hold on. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. Congrats. It's weird.
Yeah. No,
the classes, like, it starts off big and then it goes, like, small. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's GT3. Congrats to the Iron Dames.
Ooh.
Got a win.
Nice.
Sarah Bowie, back from injury, gets it. Rahel Frey and Michelle Gatting. So congratulations, ladies. Like to see it. All right. LMP3. Euro International one, Matt Bell. So good on him. And then we have LMP2 Pro Am.
That's right.
And that was the Elgarve team coming in with the win there. So Richard Bradley, Anthony Quinn. So good on those guys.
Cool.
So there we go. I will try and see where they go through next. They don't say. WEC is in Brazil this weekend. Brazil! Isn't that exciting?
So they've been putting up highlights of when they first went there WC went there. Was that in 2012.
LMP1 cars?
Yeah, it was only Audi, and I think it was the first year at Toyota.
Oh, okay.
And that was the first win that Toyota ever got.
Okay.
Or at least...
That race is, I believe, Sunday.
Yes.
So be tuning in on the app for that one.
Actually, I should check the weather on that one.
Hot and muggy. Oh, no, actually, it's not. It's reverse season down there. It's winter. Rain?
No. Well, rain on Saturday, but nothing on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Good news there.
76F.
All right. Some news from IMSA. No change in the driver compost status for next year. So whatever your driver status is, that's it for next year. Combo rules.
Oh, the ratings came out. Yeah.
No, that's exciting news.
Yeah, very exciting.
Very. So, all right. Oh, here's a fun fact. Did you know, with their win in the in the GT3 Pro-Am class at Spa during the 24 hours last week, week ago, and their win a year ago at Le Mans in LMP2 Pro-Am, George Kurtz, CrowdStrike team, along with Colin Brown and Nicky Katzberg, they've gotten two class wins in both Centenario races.
Huh.
Fun fact.
That's cool.
Yeah. Thought that was cool. All right.
Just a quick note on IndyCar.
Yes.
No rain is in the forecast, however.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, it's going to be like 85.
At night. Yeah, and what, 1,000 on Sunday? It'll cool a little bit.
Sunday. When do they start on Sunday?
Noon.
Noon is 90 and nice. Still climbing.
Yeah.
To 93 right. or 95.
Yeah. Like. And this is the race, plus it's a fan friendly event because they have the concerts. And they're all some high price. Yeah. I mean, they got some really good talent like they did last year.
At night.
Yeah. Well, no, the 8 o'clock, no, the one on Saturday is before. It's from five. Yeah.
Horrible.
It's horrible. It's like after qualifying because it's all like, never mind. All right.
That's
disgusting.
It's, no, thanks.
Good job.
That was a good
scheduling. Like, no, honestly.
Hey, you know what? If you bought the expensive ticket.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Good on you.
Anyways, good on you. No, but IndyCar, like, could have went to Toronto and Portland and pushed this to, like. This is why that schedule makes no sense, because a lot of their races are in the dead pan of the summer. I mean, they're going to Milwaukee. Okay, yeah, there's water nearby. You might get some, but it's still hot there.
It's on the wrong side of the lakes.
Right, because the winds are blowing from west to east.
Yeah.
You're going to Gateway. Oof.
Yeah.
And Nashville. It's like, you know, bring the AC and the cooler fans.
Detroit should be later.
Detroit. Oh, the only reason it's then is because it's right after Indy. It's a close stop. But the schedule needs to be revamped. But anyways. All right. Other news, John Force. Best wishes still. Moved from the hospital to a rehab center, so that's good news.
Yep.
So
still lengthy road, but...
Lengthy road, but still wish him well. All right.
Moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction. We talked about Bubba. All right. Breaking news from NASCAR.
Right now?
Yes.
Like while we're recording?
Yes.
Or earlier?
Earlier today.
Oh, boy.
All right. Broken on his podcast today. So, Connor Daly, welcome back to the NASCAR Truck Series for three races with Nice Motorsports. And then he will be in the Xfinity race at Indy, driving for Stuart Haas Racing in their number 26 car. So that's exciting. On the driver moving front, Haley Deegan is no more. She has been released from her contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't know what's next, so we'll see. It's a lot of money from Ford on that deal that went down the drain. I hate to say it. Anyways. Oh, that falls Lindsay Brewer down. She got cut by Jade, by Hunkos for her NXT thing.
Yeah, in the NXT. Yeah. At least a statement that
the
contract was not met.
All right. And on that note.
Hold on.
We got to do picks for IndyCar.
Yeah, hold on before we get there. All right. Well, Nate didn't get picks to us.
So we can pick?
So we get the luxury of picking for him.
Oh, he just texted me. I have one.
Wow.
Yep.
Nifty timing by him.
Yep. I have one. In the night race, he is going with Santino Ferrucci.
Okay.
And his dark horse is going to be Romain Grosjean.
All right.
And in the day race... He's picking Romain Grosjean.
Yep.
And his dark horse is Santino Ferrucci.
Wow. Look at that.
Well done, Nate.
How does he do it?
I don't know. He is amazing.
Not like his 27th and 17th picks of last week.
Oof. Oof. Woof.
Start off the hybrid era.
Mr. IndyCar himself.
Yeah. Got those picks in on time, too.
Yeah. All right. So this week, you got to pick two first place finishers.
Yes. All right. I'm going cookie cutter. I'm going to say Pato wins the night race, Newgarden wins the day race.
Okay. And I am going to go Newgarden double.
Okay. My dark horses are Kyle Kirkwood for the night race.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
Nolan Siegel for the day race.
All right. My dark horse for the night race will be Malukas.
Okay.
My dark horse for the day race. Can I pick Willpower as a dark horse? Or should I need not?
No. I think we've...
All right. I will pick...
Top teams. Like, let's go true dark
horse. All right. I'll go Christian Rasmussen.
Okay. All right.
You know, wait a minute. Scratch that.
All right.
I want Rinus.
All right. One fist. Gotcha.
Huh?
Put down his name.
Rinus VK.
Oh, you said Rinus.
Yeah, Rinus VK.
Not Linus.
Oh, Linus Lundqvist. No, Rinus. Sorry. My bad.
Yes.
My Dutch isn't so
VK
good.
VK is good.
My Dutch is not so good.
Yeah. All right. You're Swedish.
Yeah. All right. What else is it? Oh, and that's it, right? Because we got WEC in Brazil, but
yes,
I know we don't have time.
No,
that's a 6-hour race, correct?
Yes, okay. six hours.
All right.
So and then
no LMP2. Oh.
And
Brazil
Interlock, yes, for WEC.
Right.
However,
oh yeah, go ahead.
IMSA will be running at Mossport,
right?
With the LMP2s headlining there,
right?
Along with the GTD. The whole GTD field?
Yes, pro and...
Pro and am.
Pro and am.
Yes. Just call it am.
I get it. I don't like calling it GTD.
No, I don't.
They call it GTD Pro.
Yeah, and then
GTD
and
then
GTD.
Yeah, so one's factory drivers and one's pro and am drivers. That's what it should be. That's what it is.
Or throw both of those crap out
because
and just call it GTD.
They're all good.
I know.
Like, even the ams are good.
Yeah. Well, there's a few.
No. Anyways. All right. Moving on. All right. All right. That's all I have.
Yeah, that's
all, right. All I got too. On that note,
good night. Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.